To best understand whether there's old rainfall in your gauge totals, set your frame count to be something large and go back to the first frame. Sample your gauge at that earlier time to see if there's rainfall in the total. If so, we usually don't care about it during our current event, since it fell hours and hours ago. And we'll want to subtract it out of our current total. A situation when you may not want to do this is when you're in the middle of a long event with major flash flooding. Then some of those previous amounts may be useful to relay. But if you're at the beginning of a new event, these steps are helpful. Take this example. At the current time, 12Z, the mezzanet has a total of 98 millimeters, or about 3.9 inches. When we go back to an earlier frame at 620Z, we see that about 22 millimeters, or 0.9 inches of rain, is already there. Therefore, only 3 inches fell in the last 6 hours that contributes to our current flash flood threat. Since this can quickly become a lot of mental math for a lot of different gauges, we recommend checking on these gauges early in an event to see your starting values. If there's pre-existing rainfall in your totals, it may help to jot down these amounts so you know what is adding to it during your event. In the resources, we have provided a tracking sheet that you can download and use in operations. Now let's talk about comparing these totals to dual pole and MRMS.